You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
You can have a happy Christmas, even without all the expensive gifts and the fancy wrappings and trappings. You can, when you celebrate Christmas as God's magnificent gift to you.
This is A Country Christmas, a special holiday program of the International Lutheran Layman's League. We'll feature interviews with Johnny Cash and Christy Lane. Your host is Dr. Oswald Hoffman, speaker of the International Lutheran Hour.
Welcome to A Country Christmas. I'm Oswald Hoffman, your host for this Christmas program. The International Lutheran Layman's League has been producing these Christmas specials for over 20 years. The purpose is simply to share the unique way people of different countries and cultures celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. This year, we're going to celebrate Christmas with some well-known Americans, the legendary Johnny Cash and the recording artist Christy Lane. Christy Lane, internationally known singer of gospel and country music too, has come to help celebrate Christmas. Yes. What does Christmas mean to you, the coming of Christ? I mean, why did he come, and how does that affect your life?
Well, I know that he came to take away our sins, but I don't know, there's a feeling around Christmas, everybody going out and getting the tree, and family. Family means a great deal to me, and everybody gets together at Christmas, and singing the Christmas songs, and just knowing that your family is at home with you and sharing the birth of Christ.
Christy, your biography, written by your husband, I believe,
yes,
is called One Day at a Time.
Right.
Well, it's said that One Day at a Time, the biography, is a kind of an affirmation of your faith in the presence of God and also in the fact that Christ is a Savior and he does forgive and all of that. Is that what you see in the story of your life?
Right.
Forgiveness and life?
I think that's it, because I felt that I had done some things that I wasn't proud of, and I thought, well, how could a God that's a loving God love me? And the more I thought about it and the more I prayed, then I realized that he is a loving God and that he did forgive me.
A lot of that's in your songs, I notice, too. Now, if you took them all together, which one, if I asked you to sing one right at this moment, is the one that would occur to you to sing?
Probably Away in the Manger.
Why?
It's really hard to put into words, but I guess it is that little baby came to save the world. And just Away in the Manger, no crib for a bed. And a lot of people have everything in their lives, and yet this man came into the world with nothing. And he saved the world, and it's just, I don't know, it's hard to explain for me sometimes.
This is the sound of Nashville. And you know what? I think there are others like you, too. Because a good deal of the sound of Nashville has got a solid base, has it not, of faith in Jesus Christ. And I can imagine a Christmas must be some celebration down here in Nashville.
It really is.
What do you do at your home at Christmas?
Well, when I'm home... We trim the tree and have everybody over for a big meal. And usually we go to the church and then just come home and the next morning open presents.
Yeah, you're talking about Christmas Eve. The English way would be Christmas Day, I suppose. And everybody has his own customs. But it's great to see that you have your life firmly anchored in Christ and that it also has to do with people around you and that you're not alone. And they, too, feel the same way about you and about the one around whose altar you congregate. That makes us feel very good, especially at a time
when we're celebrating the birth of the Lord, to know that there are people who are so closely attached to Him in faith and in love that they're able to express this to others and help them to feel the same thing. That was Christy Lane, internationally known gospel singer, and also in the world of Western music that people all over the world love because they hear the voice of Christy Lane. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Still to come, Dr. Hoffman interviews Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. Now, the Lutheran Hour Choir sings Silent Night.
Paul said, in regard to the birth of Christ, you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for our sakes became poor,
right,
that we through his poverty might be made rich.
Yes.
How about Christmas? You sang songs about Christmas, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Which is your favorite song about Christmas?
Silent Night.
It is?
I think so.
I thought you wrote a couple of songs.
Oh, I wrote a couple of... I've written a lot of gospel songs.
Yeah. The Christmas I Knew or something like that?
The Christmas As I Know It was written by June and a friend of hers.
That?
Yes.
Yeah. So I had told her the story so many times that it was like she knew the whole story about Christmas As I Knew It.
He should have written it because he had told it to me. And it was just his family and what they went through, and I identify with that some way.
Yeah.
He was from the flatlands in Arkansas, and I was from the mountains of southwestern Virginia, but still I could feel the same things that he did in a way.
How about Christmas? How'd you feel about it?
Well, I felt the same way. I had the same wants, the same needs. We strung the popcorn just like they did, but there was a love that bound that family together. And there was a love in our family, the same love, and the basis of all of that came from Christ.
It did.
In both places, flatland and the hilly land.
You felt he's one of us,
he is,
and we
one
celebrate
of us.
His birthday, yes, the way we celebrate our own.
That's exactly right.
On Christmas, whoever I have in my family around, the first thing I have on my mind and the first thing I do is to read the beginning of Luke, where he tells about the Christ. Also read the Magnificat, that the Virgin Mother, the praise that she had in that Magnificat. Because that's how I like to start off Christmas. And then let everybody give presents and commercialize the thing, but we get our hearts right every Christmas.
Well, we try to keep them that way, but being the human beings we are, we have a hard time sometimes, but God is gracious. He has that wonderful grace you speak about, and he cares for us, and he looks after us.
I've got a feeling that when you people celebrate something, or when you people comfort one another, it's really the same thing.
It is.
One is a kind of a celebration, and
right,
the other one is always a comfort, too.
Right.
And everything else is incidental.
Right.
We're just making our steps on the way to the kingdom, and we run up and down the ladder. And sometimes it's high, and sometimes it's low, and sometimes we're just worn out, but we are going to make it.
I don't think we need to say another thing.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
The shepherds came and went. There we have the true story of Christmas, even today. The shepherds came in haste and wonder, and they went joyfully to make widely known what they had seen and heard. Those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Mary must have marveled when the shepherds came. They were not the kind of people who ordinarily came to an event like this. Described today as diamonds in the rough, the shepherds were known to their own people as simply rough. Even though they were afraid when the glory of the Lord shone round about them, the shepherds could not be hoodwinked. What they saw was a baby lying in a manger because there was no room for him and his parents in the inn. This is the way God does things. Dealing with ordinary people and sending his own son in our own ordinary humanity. God saw to it that the angels announced the great event to shepherds out in the fields. You could not find more down-to-earth people than those shepherds. With music like theirs, we celebrate a country Christmas. The birth of Jesus was a real event for real people, giving real salvation from the real sin and death that destroy human lives. The Son of God came to earth for down-to-earth people, human in every way. He brought God's down-to-earth gifts of forgiveness and life that are free for the taking by the grace which God gives in His Son, Jesus Christ. You can be rich or poor, young or old, sick or healthy, cultured or uneducated, living in a mansion or in a hut. The reality of God's down-to-earth Christmas is right there for you. The happiness of Christmas is in both giving and receiving. God gives graciously, and you can receive gratefully what God has to give. Incredible forgiveness. An immensely gratifying life, all in Jesus Christ, God's indescribable gift. In Jesus Christ, whose birthday we celebrate again in these days, we wish you a Christmas blessed, happy, and truly merry, with Christ taking up residence in your heart as he did in the hearts of those shepherds. Amen.
Jesus, upon the hill, thy spirit.
this special holiday program, A Country Christmas, was pre-recorded for release at this time and came to you as a production of the International Lutheran Layman's League.